Out of the nearly $10.7 million federal dollars the town government received, much of that went to funding pools for major projects. Affordable housing and homelessness initiatives were allocated $2.5 million, and parks and recreation facilities got the same amount for various upgrades. Downtown revitalization received $1 million, as did bike, pedestrian, and greenway systems infrastructure needs. But the town of Chapel Hill also reserved $500,000 of that initial pool for community-based projects, which it allowed community members to vote on. Special Projects Manager Sarah Poulton led much of Chapel Hill's efforts in distributing American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, funds. She said to get project ideas for the remaining $500,000, her office polled 8 departments and identified 21 options for the one-time funding. From there, Poulton set out to alert different Chapel Hill groups about the voting process to determine which projects should receive money. She said that included a variety of in-person and online efforts to directly engage people.
My intern Molly and I took the poster to the People's Academy graduation, hung one at public housing, attended some special events like at the library and public housing neighborhoods, hung door hangers, held numerous pop-up events and virtual office hours, and in all we held 52 hours of live events.
Of the 21 projects available to vote on, the top two each earned about 580 votes. They were purchasing electric leaf blowers and mowers for town crews and upgrading some town sidewalks to be ADA compliant. Additionally, the public voted to fund an extension of the Tanyard Branch Trail to nearby housing communities and the purchase of an ADA van for summer camps or field trips. Paulson shared with council members the types of Chapel Hill community members who these projects will help most.
First are those affected by the noise and environmental pollution of the current gas-powered leaf mowers and blowers, the greenway users in the Northside area, and a further contribution to our Everywhere to Everywhere greenways, parks and recreation program users that need wheelchair access to programs, and sidewalk users all over town.
The special projects manager said a wide variety of people participated in this voting process, including several groups of young children in Chapel Hill.
A big learning opportunity is that young people love to vote, and they will shame you into voting, too, in a heartbeat. And the same goes for university students. They really enjoyed interacting with something tangible that was actually going to occur.
All ARPA funding must be used on projects before the end of 2024, meaning all 4 projects and other town initiatives using the federal money will begin work before long. Council members had few comments on the selected projects during that May 10th meeting, but Mayor Pam Heminger shared congratulations to Paulson's team.
Thank you for the good hard work. Motion is unanimous.
You can find more details about all of Chapel Hill's ARPA funding projects by heading to chapelborough.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.